prayer. I just got to go straight to prayer. God, my God, oh God, thank you so much for your graciousness, your gloriousness, God, your confirmation. You just don't know. God, thank you for setting me here in this time and place and confirming to me, God, why you have placed what you've placed in me. God, why you have me here at this appointed time. God, that why you give us the stories that we give you. God, you are just so awesome. I just don't have the words. I don't have the words. God, I just want to give you my praise and my worship, my thanks, my God, all of me. And God, as I stand before your people right now, I just ask that they understand. They understand that I could pour out, that you could pour out of me what it is that is just so great. You, God, just you. You know my name. You have helped me face the battle. You have given me the strength. God, and it's for each and every person that will call on your name. It's not special, God. You want it for everybody, and everybody can have it, even little old me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, I just ask that this be a blessing to your people as it is right now to me. If they could just get a fraction of what I feel right now, God, I'll know that you have blessed me. Amen. 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 Woo. Yeah, I'm going to just leave it there. Woo, because that'll be another sermon. I'm going to just get into it because now I'm just really, really excited. If you all could just turn with me to Isaiah. Isaiah 40, verses 27 through 31. Isaiah 40, 27 through 31. And it reads, why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? Yeah. The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But, y'all know my thing about that but, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Amen. I want to lift up to you today strength for the weary. So family, all those looking in, I don't see your beautiful faces, but I know you're smiling and looking good out there. Y'all know me. Y'all know I'm honest. So for the friends that are joining us, I just want to, you know, prepare you. I need to prepare you because things that come out of my mouth may shock you. So I just want to prepare you. I want to go ahead and let you into my life because my family knows me. So they'll understand and they'll be able to walk this thing out with me, but you may not. So I just want to help you, you know, understand where I'm coming from. See, first of all, I did go to school. I want to set that straight so you know. They did ordain me, so I've been tested. But I need to, my ministry is about vulnerability. And vulnerability is uncomfortable. Not just for me, but for those that have to hear me. You understand? And so I need you to understand that although I have those things, I need to introduce myself to you. My name is Tiffany, and I am human. I'm human. So the reason I had to start there is because before last Sunday, when I heard Pastor Chris teach, I was tired, y'all. And I need you to understand, I wasn't just, I'm tired. I was tired. You see, back in March, I was praising God and thanking him because I was deemed an essential worker, which means I was going to still be able to work and have my money. That's all I was thinking about. Like, ooh, thank you, God. I don't have to worry about that. But see, by around mid-April, I didn't want to be an essential worker anymore. I did not. You see, because though South Carolina was having decent numbers, you know, y'all weren't worried about things. And I say y'all because I was separated from y'all at that point. I'm from New Orleans. We were having crazy numbers. So crazy that in a two-week span of time, I got a phone call every single day. That's 14 days, y'all, about someone that I knew and my family knew that had passed away. I had to gather my family together. We had to start praying for each other because they were going through. See, I was safe here in South Carolina because the numbers weren't going up, and we looking at the outside world like, what's going on with y'all?
That's right.
But that's okay, because not only was I dealing with that, as a chaplain, my role changed and the way I could minister changed. And so not only am I just dealing with sick people, now I'm dealing with the folks that have to deal with the sick people. Y'all don't understand what that kind of pain is. They feel like they get no break. And if I'm there with them and the patients, when do I get the break? Then this civil unrest started. Like we didn't have enough going on. And so now I'm in a position of hearing people who should be worrying about dying and death and possibly being sick for the rest of their life, worrying about, well, what do I do with my kids now? I can't let my child go and drive. What is going on? And marches and shoot. It was just, y'all, I was tired. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yeah.
I don't think you understand. I was tired. I was the kind of tired when you get home that you just cry. You just cry. And thank you, honey, for being here. Because he would just look at me and be like, what's wrong with you? I couldn't sleep. I couldn't rest. I don't know if y'all ever been that way. I don't think y'all have. There's people in here, y'all, and they looking at me. Now, maybe I do see you, Elder Eric. Eric, she like with me. Everybody else just like, Because this is what they've been like. You, pastor? You, chaplain? Y'all know God. And so I couldn't tell anybody how tired I was. And then I'm going to call him this, Prophet, Preacher, Christopher Levy Johnson, said a word, because I was tired. And it was a simple, 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 simple word, but it was from God's lips through his messenger to my ears, and it just simply said, settle down. Did y'all remember that? I wanted to test y'all, but y'all just don't know. After the inspiration, I can't even hesitate. All it said was just settle down. Y'all, that hit me like a ton of bricks. Settle down. What was so ironic about it is as soon as I heard it, my scripture came to me. And I wasn't going to preach on it. It just came to me. And then I was like, but that's how God works. It just came to me. This very scripture just hit me like a ton of bricks. And this is how you got to put it together, y'all, because there's some history behind it. The book of Isaiah is both familiar and it's neglected. Yeah. You know, we know 40 because it's the strength of the eagle, right? We know 53 because it talks about the suffering servant. So we know those. But do y'all know that's the third longest book in the entire Bible?
Wow.
Only after Jeremiah, which you preached on, right. And the Psalms, third longest book, but all we can remember is strength of the eagle and the suffering servant out of that long book. You want to know why we don't? It's neglected? Because the first 39 chapters are about God's judgment. Judgment. Why? Because of a sinful people. We don't like that. That's not the God we like. Mm-mm. No, sir. See, in my tiredness, I'm blaming God. Like, what? I ain't do nothing. I'm trying to help your people. And not taking ownership of what I might have done. And I'm not saying that what's going on is to blame. I'm just saying that's how we are. Like, we act like we didn't do nothing. All this stuff going on, I have nothing to do with that. So we don't want to hear about God's judgment because I'm living right. We in the church. We're holy, set apart. And we don't do those things anymore. They were isolated and sinful. Exiled is what they called it, but isolated. Y'all hear that word?
Yeah.
In isolation?
Right.
Anybody been isolated lately? They were caught up in worshiping gods. Like they really were, like the nations around them. They just doing whatever. But we not worshiping our pride and our money and our busyness and our wants to get ahead and our need to be better than the Joneses. And we have the most leisure times before isolation, we really did, than ever in the history of mankind. And yet I don't remember ever saying, Lord, I got too much time on my hands. Anybody else before isolation?
Right.
Matter of fact, I was like, can I isolate now and not be essential so I can clean my house? So I can wash the, can I clean out the, I mean, like, I'm getting envious by May, y'all. Because I want to sit at home, too. I'm tired. Remember, I'm tired. Huh. Maybe we were worshiping gods that were not the Almighty. I don't know. I know who I'm speaking to here. These are for the friends, y'all, you know, for those that aren't saved. This is for y'all. Y'all here, and my family is here. But, you know, this is for us that may not be as saved as we think. Maybe I was part of that calamity, chaos, turmoil. You know, when the events happened with the civil unrest, you know, I didn't want to call names. I wasn't there. I'm black, too. My life mattered. But yet, I just sat idly by, just listening to the stories. How long had we been just listening to the stories? If we're set apart, if we're the voice of God, should we not have been voices for God in the streets? I don't know. See, that's the unfamiliar part of Isaiah. We don't want to do that part. But I'm going to attempt to make you do that. Can we do that? Can I do a little exercise with you? I want us to just be on the same playing field, that's all. And if this doesn't apply, it's okay. It's just you helping us out, the rest of us. It's okay. Just play along. It might not touch you, but if you do what I do, it might. So I want us to read aloud the first two verses of the scripture I gave out. I need everybody, you at home, I need you to say this. But see where it says Jacob and Israel? I need you to not say Jacob and Israel. I need you to do that. I'm so serious. I need you to do that. We need to get here first so we can understand where I'm going to. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
On three. One, two, three. Why sayest thou, O Tiffany, and speaketh, O Tiffany, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. But hast thou not known, Tiffany? Tiffany, you ain't know? Hast thou not heard? Oh, you haven't even heard of God, Tiffany? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of earth, fainteth not, y'all can't see, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. Are y'all there with me yet?
Yeah.
I was tired. You ever been there?
Yeah.
I was tired. Did I not know? Had I not heard?
Yeah.
Tiffany, why are you complaining?
Yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, now I'm not going to be the theologian. I'm going to just be Tiffany. Stop playing. You have not been in this church. You just got up here in front of all these people and said, I went to school. So you didn't know? What? But see, then I came to a Facebook page on a Sunday. And in my tiredness, I heard, settle down.
Yeah.
And that's what it was, y'all. Settle down. Because when I was able to settle down, thank you, Pastor Chris, I was able to get my focus back. I settled down, and then I was like, yeah, there's a lot of foolishness going on out here. And even more, the foolishness I have no idea how to fix. But, y'all remember my butts. I love that butt. But there is a name I heard about.
Yeah.
There is a name. A name that says that he is greater in me than this stuff. And y'all, I went to 29. It says, give strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. And then I felt a little shame, y'all.
What?
It was there, and I knew it. You know how I knew it? Because as soon as I settled down, I went straight to it. That's what's called being written on your heart. You see how that works? We don't just be up here talking it. But guess what? That's because I had the relationship.
Yeah.
I loved what you said, Elder. You said, I have to be personal, and I love y'all, and I want to worship with you, but sometimes I'm tired, and I need God to know that I needed his strength. My strength came from settling down and knowing that he's already overcome the pandemic. I don't see it, but he told me about it. Do you believe it? He's overcome the injustices of this world.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I will admit that. But I believe it. Because he whispered it in my ear when he said, Tiffany, settle down. He's already overcome the financial strains of this time. And let me understand. See, this is the vulnerable part. I'm not telling you that you can't be tired, upset, and I just told you, I introduced it right? Because come with me. It's okay because 30 says, even the youth grow tired. The young men stumble and fall. So what he's saying is his chosen people, those folks that come up here on the stage and give you a word, they are human. Hi, I'm Tiffany, I am human. I have the same feelings and they're justified. It's okay, he gave them to me. We are all human. He's not saying you're not going to feel them. He's telling, y'all, do you understand how this verse came straight to me? Settle down. It started there. Then I got my focus. And then he validated all that was in me and all that craziness that was stirring up and like, God, where are you? He validated me. Tiffany, you're leaning on your own strength. See, God talks to me like this. I don't know how he talks to you, but he talks to me like this. Sweetheart, my baby girl, you are not strong enough. I don't care how much education you got. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care that you are an essential worker. Sweetheart, you cannot do this on your own.
That's right.
And it's okay. Because now we can move back into that comfort, right? This is where everybody knows, right? This is what, we are 31. I know y'all know this part. But those that wait on the Lord, what you say? Settle down, get that focus, and then just wait up. But here's the thing. Not the wait we think of. Not wait and God's going to turn it around. Not that wait where we just like, you do it yet, Jesus? This kind of wait is active. As a matter of fact, some verses say it's hoping, not wait on, hope. Hope, you know, is an action, right? It's action. You can't just sit around and just wait for something else to happen. You have to have an expectant faith.
Yeah.
You have to know that, oh, no, the pandemic might not be over. It's going to be over. Yeah, my normal may not coming back, but God's going to make a new normal that's better, greater, that's going to help me out. Yeah, my finances are looking bad, but guess what? God will restore to me what is mine and make it greater and greater because I waited on. I hoped in him. See, y'all don't understand. I was tired, but it's all right because I settled down. I got my focus, and I got my strength back. And see, this is what I want to leave y'all with. We talked about Jehovah. We sang a song. And Erica, I'm telling you, God just spoke it to me. Like, girl, you got this. I'm telling you, I put this. You said, why is Jehovah even relevant in this time? You know why? This is what I wrote before you even said it. With that strength of Jehovah, we will make the right decisions to keep our children safe when they go back to school. With that strength from Jehovah, I wrote this, a family can get through the loss of a loved one in COVID-19. With that strength from Jehovah, our financial needs will be met. With the strength of Jehovah, we can face and overcome every challenge, every trial, every test of isolation at school, at home, in the workplace. With Jehovah, my strength is renewed. And y'all have to understand what we're talking about. It goes on to say, like an eagle that soars. Do y'all know what an eagle is? It represents power and strength. I was in the Air Force. That was our mascot, the eagle, because we soar high, aim high. We're in the clouds. We're the closest to God that you will ever come on this earth. It means something. God doesn't just make this stuff up. You got to look at it. You have to see this. He says, an eagle with little effort soars up high in the sky and can glide for hours, touching the face of God. That's the strength he just told me I had when I was tired. He just told me I had the strength in me to soar like an eagle, that when I wake up, I'll run out the door and not get weary. That as I walk in the hospital, I will not faint. Yeah. Y'all just don't hear me though. I settled down. I focused. And I was validated. And now what I hope you all, everyone that hears me will do, is be renewed, not in your strength, but in Jehovah's strength. Be restored to where you were before all this calamity started, and be recharged to soar like the eagle and go greater than you have ever, ever done in your life. Please join me. Amen.